Welcome to our second lecture. Hopefully you've done your exercises and are well prepared to go deeper into this science. Each lecture builds on the one preceding it. Each new technique adds to the ones learned and practiced. Knowledge changes a person, and you're getting a lot of new information and knowledge in this training. But knowledge, when acted upon, transforms a person. Let's go live now to our second lecture. Know thyself. This has been the advice that has been handed to us down throughout the ages from all our mystics, all our wise men, all our men and women of culture and understanding and knowledge have always advised mankind to know thyself. And the reason that advice has been given to us is because we don't really know ourselves. Oh, we know our names, and we know where we live and where we work, and we know what our ambitions and goals are in life, and we know what our good points and our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities, and we know what we like and what we dislike. We know these things about ourselves. But this isn't what they meant when they said, know thyself. What they meant is to come in to a very deep and conscious realization of what it means to be this amazing human creature. Know thyself. Know and understand your power, your capacity, your depth, your meaning, your potentials. Know and understand that you are the creator of the things that are happening to you in your life. Know your power. You see, we don't really know these things about ourselves. We have a mind whose scope and magnitude have never been measured, whose limits have never been tested. It's like we've been given, to use an analogy, we've been given a really high-performance automobile, and all the time we've been running it in first gear, pushing it to its maximum, not knowing that there's a second gear that we can move in and really begin accelerating, and then a third gear where we can really begin moving. If you were to chart the vibrational wavelength of all known phenomena in the universe, if you were to chart that, what you would find is that the amount that the human eye can see is like a very thin band within that spectrum. The universe would look much different to us if we could see everything as it actually is. The act of the sunlight breaking through the various Earth atmospheres is causing fusions and reactions that would make a sunrise or sunset look pale in comparison, but we don't see it because it doesn't fall within that very thin band of perception that our eyes are able to perceive. The most powerful forces of the universe remain totally unseen by us. There are electrical forces all around us that we cannot see. There are magnetic forces, there are gravitational forces, there's cosmic forces coming in from the universe that we cannot see. And there's also these things called thought forces. Now, we can't see a thought force. We can't hear it. We can't touch it. We can't taste it. But we can activate it. We can use it. We can take it into our life and work with it the same way as a master potter works with his wheel, turning out whatever ceramic piece he's working on. So does the student of mind powers, understanding his or her power, can begin to work with thoughts to create and manifest in your life. Know thyself. Know and understand your power. Use your power. Demonstrate your power.
Please stop your CD player now and spend a few moments reviewing your week. Look at your chart of exercises done. What realizations did you have? Did anything happen as a result of your exercises? How did the weeding of negatives go? What insights did you receive from your contemplations? What did you learn from your self-observation? Are you feeling or thinking any differently? Spend a few moments writing about this in your journal. When you have finished, resume playing the CD at track number 2.